This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, the Bet Ishchai writes, no one should make the mistake of thinking the more you sleep, the healthier you will be. You know, some people think, you know, I'll sleep 20 hours a day, 12 hours a day, I'll be healthier, I'll be stronger. Wrong. Sleep itself is a double-edged sword. There's a maximum to sleep, and anything beyond that can ruin the body. For example, a person can get a blood clot. A person stays in bed all day, doesn't move his limbs, he's going to get a blood clot. If a person doesn't move, his blood pressure will go haywire. A person doesn't move, his muscles get weak. A person doesn't move, his bones get weak. We are built to move, we're not built to sleep. So the Ben Ishchai writes, a person should think, not make the mistake. The more you sleep, the healthier you will be. All expert doctors, he says, have agreed. People should sleep no less than 6 hours, but no more than 8 hours. Okay, so teenagers might be the exception. Children might be the exception. But normally, an average human being needs between 6 and 8 hours sleep. So unfortunately, a lot of people today don't get enough sleep. But a lot of people sleep too much. So sometimes it is, what happens is, the person doesn't sleep, and then the next day it catches up, and he sleeps extra. So that's not good, because it's not like you make it up. You can't make it up. The person goes crazy if he doesn't sleep enough. So it's very important to sleep a minimum of 6 hours a night, between 6 and 8 hours. But not more than 8 hours, because more sleep is not good for the body. The person thinks, more sleep, the more I sleep, the better. So if someone sleeps 6 hours and he's happy, and he's healthy, that's good. Because then you have more time to learn Torah. So less time you sleep, the more time you learn Torah. If a person's not going to learn Torah, might as well sleep. Sometimes it's better to sleep. You know, someone came to me, he says, Rabbi, he says, it's very hard to keep Shabbat. I said, just go to sleep. All you have to do is go to sleep. You keep Shabbat by default. Stay in bed and you keep Shabbat. That's it. So at least you're not breaking Shabbat. By staying in bed, you're not breaking Shabbat. So some people should be asleep. And some people who want to do mitzvot should be awake. So it's better sometimes to sleep. But an average person, we're talking about people who want to learn Torah, should try and sleep between 6 and 8 hours a night. That's enough for an average, healthy person to sleep. Okay, so that's a very important idea, that too much sleep is not good either. And a person should try and minimize to 6 hours. You know, there's a famous story that says, the Rambam said 8 hours. Ben Ishchai says 6 hours, minimum 6 hours. The Rambam says minimum 8 hours sleep. And there's a big story about a rabbi who slept 2 hours a night. So they asked him, they said, listen, the Rambam says 8 hours. Why are you sleeping 2 hours? He says, you know how many sleepless nights I had worrying about the Rambam? So he couldn't sleep. Okay. So the main thing is to be healthy. It's healthy to sleep 6 hours, but not more than 8 hours. Now we come to next. Next issue is too much. So we talk about too much sleep. Now we talk about too much food. Katav Rambam. The Rambam says, Ein HaTorah mitkayem b'mi shemarpi atzmo aleihem. The Torah wisdom cannot repose in someone who studies in a relaxed manner. Like we do today, right? So that's a snack. Snack. Tea, coffee, snack. A person cannot be a Talmid Chacham if they snack every 2 minutes. Why? It's more eating than learning. So it's important not to eat too much. So he says a person should eat in moderation. That's what Rambam says. A person should eat in moderation and sleep in moderation and not have unnecessary pleasures. Because unnecessary pleasures, the more pleasure a person gets into pleasure, and then they won't learn Torah. Very simple. So every time I called a guy, I used to call a guy for a minyan. Our minyan used to be at 7:30. Every time I called a guy, he says, Rabbi, in the middle of my dinner now. He used to get upset at me. Okay, come back a minyan. Have your dinner later. Change the date. No, I can't change the time of my dinner. My dinner has to be at 7 p.m. Exact. And the fact that Arvid is around that time doesn't, you know, minute. My dinner is my dinner. My dinner. The dinner becomes the main thing, and prayer becomes subservient. So the main thing is the prayer. The main thing is the Torah, and other things are frivolities. Snack here, snack there. Okay. But you have fixed times for everything. The mitzvah of Torah study is equal during the day or during the night. However, he says, the majority of a person's wisdom is at night. At night, there are much less distractions, at least in those days. In the days before electric lights, the whole town is dead. After dark, it's 10, a town is dead. Now you can sit in peace and quiet, no distractions. So in those days, the best time to learn Torah was at night. It just cost you money. Why? You had to pay for a candle. Everyone could afford a candle. So you learn by the light of a candle, and this way there's no distractions. Why? You can't even see. You can't see beyond the candle, and therefore there's no distractions. So it's very important not to have distractions when a person's learning, and that's why in those days, the bulk of a person's learning was at nighttime. Anyone who really wants to learn Torah should learn Torah at night. Like Spencer over here. Learn Torah at night. And a person should not spend their time eating and drinking and sleeping and talking and chatting at night, because the night is precious to learn Torah. Night is precious time to learn Torah. Whoever studies Torah at night is granted a strand of Hashem's kindness during the day. Chut shel chesed. Any household where the words of Torah are absent at night, it says, will be consumed with fire. Terrible. Terrible. So a person should minimize their sleep to learn Torah. A person shouldn't eat and drink the time of Torah study. So at least fix a time to learn at night. A person should fix some time to learn at night. And that's why the best time to learn is in the morning, between when the time is changing from dark into light, and in the evening when the time is changing from light into dark, like we're doing right now, around this time, end of the day and the beginning of the morning. This way you're getting night and you're getting day at the same time, night and day. Even in the middle of the summer, where the night is very short, a person should try and learn Torah at night as well. The purpose of the moon's creation, hear this, is to enable people to study Torah by the light of the moon. Very hard. This is very hard. Imagine studying Torah by the light of the moon. How much light does the moon give? I mean, compared to the sun, I mean, it's nothing. It's a shadow. And yet people will sit, can you imagine, in a moonlit night. There's a full moon outside. Then a guy who could sit in the moonlight and learn Torah. Imagine what they did to learn Torah. Amazing. Amazing. So this is a famous Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin 71b. When the righteous sleep, it is a loss for them and a loss for the whole world. Because they could be doing Torah, they could be doing mitzvah. And when the evil people sleep, it's a gain for them and gain for the whole world. Baruch Hashem, they should sleep more, longer. The Iranians should sleep all night. Let them sleep day and night. Oh, and these guys, all they think about evil all the time. How they're going to kill Israel, how they kill us. Let them all go to sleep. The Torah scholars should stay up and learn. And that defends us. That defends the Jewish people. And another thing is to do it privately. To learn Torah privately as possible, not to make a big fanfare. Rashi Tochman says, quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi, anyone who studies Torah without fanfare will not forget what they have learned. The Torah can be compared to a princess. A princess does not reveal herself to anyone other than the king's closest friends. There's little doubt, therefore, that when a person studies Torah at night, its secrets are more likely to be revealed to him than in the daytime. At night, one's activities are more hidden from public view. And wisdom is found with the modest. So people who study at night, when no one's looking, that's the ideal situation. Okay, so we talked about learning Torah at night, talked about not snacking and eating in the middle. And Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz, the great rabbi of the Yarot Midvash, says almost never slept in a bed. Imagine, this is very rough. This is not for everyone. He would only doze for short periods in his chair. It says also the Vilna Gaon also. He would sleep half an hour every 8 hours. Every hour, a power nap. It's called a power nap. So he was, in the winter, he would sit with a bucket of cold water, and his feet in cold water, so he'd stay awake. We can't do these things today. We're not supermen. In those days, they were supermen. They could do all these things. Rav Chaim Palachi, the famous Ottoman Empire, the Chacham Bashi of the Ottoman Empire in Turkey, he wrote a book called Kafa Chaim. There's two Kafa Chaims. There's Rav Yaakov, Sofer. That's the latest Kaf Chaim. And there's Rav Chaim Palachi. He says if a person could only see in the future where they're lying lifelessly in the grave. Bar Minan, terrible. Can you imagine? It is not possible to fathom the depths of the person's regret for not having pushed himself to study Torah as much as possible. Because my grandfather used to tell his father used to tell him when he wanted to sleep late, he said, "My son, there'll be plenty of time to sleep." I mean, it's hard to think about these things. And I don't know if a person should, it's pretty morbid, but it's a motivator. Death is a motivator. That's why it says, "Yom ha-mavet, miyom ha-valdo." It's better, the day of death is better than the day of life. Why? The person who lives 1,000 years, like Adam Rishon, I'll do it tomorrow, what's the problem? I've got 1,000 years to go. I'll do it tomorrow. But we whose lives are limited, we got to push ourselves. Our lives are limited. Life is limited. If I don't do it now, when will I do it? Who knows? So a person who is alive should flee from death. How do you flee from death? Because sleep is 1/60th of death. So more a person sleeps, it's more death in the world. So a person sleeps less, they're removing themselves from death, in a sense. But we said between 6 hours and 8 hours is enough to sleep. A person should sleep between 6 hours and 8 hours. When a person gets up at midnight to study Torah, he gains the title of friend of Hashem. He's a friend of Hashem and Knesset Israel, and the congregation of Israel. And similarly, a person who does Tikkun Hatzot, it's very powerful. Tikkun Hatzot is getting up in the middle of the night and praying, saying psalms, because that's the time that Gemara says in Brachot, that's when Hashem is mourning the destruction of the temple. So this person mourns this destruction. You know, it's interesting, if you go to an Ashkenazi wedding, it was just one yesterday, They put ephir, ashes on the chatan's forehead. Imagine, middle of his wedding, they take ashes and they put it on his forehead to remember the destruction of Yerushalayim. So Sfaradi, we just break the glass. Ashkenazim, they also put dust, ashes from a fire on the forehead because Jerusalem was burnt to the ground. It's a remembrance of that. So actually, they realize it much more than we do. Right? They actually act it out. They put the ashes on their forehead. Amazing. On the Chatan, imagine. On his happiest day of the year, there's ashes on his forehead. Amazing. It's the same thing. A person wakes up in the middle of the night and he prays to God and says, "Hashem, I'm joining in with your anguish." You don't have a temple. You don't have a place to stay. There's no room for the Shekhinah today. God's presence is scattered all over the world because wherever the Jews are, we're scattered all over the world. God's presence has to be wandering around place to place. He says, in this merit, King David was worthy of his children succeeding him. In the merit that he woke up at midnight, can you imagine? Some people say he never woke up at midnight. Before he studied Torah till midnight, and now he prayed. He said Psalms, or vice versa. So he said Psalms till midnight, and then he barely slept. King David barely slept, he says. And that's how he compared himself to the other kings. All the other kings would get up 3 hours into the day. David HaMelech was up at midnight. He said he had a harp hanging over his bed. The Gemara says in Brachot, he had a harp hanging over his bed, and when the wind blew, it would make the harp. It's like his clock. He had an alarm clock. His alarm clock was his harp hanging over the bed. When the northern wind blew in the midnight, it would make noise, and he would wake up. And some opinion says he never slept. He was up already. It just told him to change what he's learning. Instead of saying Psalms, you learn Torah. Now's the time. And you get up and pray. So that's a very, very big thing, to get up and pray. Okay. The rabbis say, fortunate is a person who toils in Torah study, who brings pleasure to his maker. His standing increases as he ages, and he will pass from this world with a great reputation. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, Tov Shem, Meshem and Tov. It's better to have a good reputation than good oil. What is good oil? The oil of perfume. In those days, they had perfume oil. Because how far away can you smell the perfume? And how far away do you hear of a person's reputation? Reputation goes much further than a person's perfume. So it's very important to have a good reputation. How do you get a good reputation? A person toils in Torah study and brings pleasure to God, gets a good reputation. Some authorities say it's better to sleep the first half of the night and spend the latter half of the night studying Torah. And that's better for a person's health. However, the Gemara in Brachot and the Rambam, the Hilchot Deot, says it's better to sleep at the end of the night towards dawn. So what's better for a person's health? To sleep the first half of the night, sleep the second half of the night. Today, there's no question. Today, most people sleep in the second half of the night. First half of the night, you've got electric lights, people can't go to sleep. So the first half of the night is better to learn Torah, say Tikkun HaTzot, and go to sleep. Tikkun HaTzot is like 12 o'clock now. It's the earliest in the year. Earliest in the year. If you can stay up. It's very hard to stay up because you've got to get up 6 o'clock. You need at least 6 hours sleep. So a person can stay up, stay up. Say Tikkun HaTzot and go to sleep. Yeah. Anytime. After midnight. You can say till dawn. Till dawn. In the 3 weeks, they say Tikkun HaTzot in the daytime. 3 weeks. The practice of rising at dawn. This is very easy today. It's rise at dawn. We're rising before dawn already. So pray Shachar is sunrise. So pray with nets. It's a very big thing to pray at nets. Today nets is 7:23. We pray before nets. We're
already finished.
Finish nets, yeah. But if you pray at nets, ideal. Shmona Esrei. Start at nets. Start at nets. Anyone can maintain this practice. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. In the equator, there's no difference. Every day is the same. Every day is the same. If you go north, like now, like here, from the summer, it's very, very early. In the winter, it's very late. It's crazy. Remember, I went to England. I went around January. I used to go in January time. And my cousin says, come with me tomorrow, I'm going to pray nets. I said, yeah, what time is nets? 8 o'clock. So easy. Praying nets, like he's doing a big thing, praying nets. He gets up late, he goes, hey, nets, 8 o'clock. It's fantastic. Yeah, it's 7:23, it's very late. However, the person who studies late at night and can't get up for Shacharit, that's us, Scharo Behefzedo. Whatever he gained from staying up at night, he's going to lose by not getting up for Minyan. So it's very important to wake up for Minyan. And a person's got to change their schedule so a person will do the mitzvot of waking up in the morning, praying Shacharit, wearing Talit Tefillin. It's such a big thing to start off the day in the right note with a prayer with a Minyan. It's a tremendous big thing.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.